Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
There's an old saying that goes, it's better to see a sermon than hear a sermon. Now, I've preached personally about 1,000 sermons over my career and hope to continue to preach until I'm either stricken by senility or mortality. But seeing a sermon, well, heck, that's why we preach, so that our lives will be transformed from self-centeredness to joyful and generous giving. Last Saturday, I got to see a sermon of Christmas joy unfold, and I must say, it touched my heart so tenderly that it ranks right up there with one of the most memorable events in my 21 years in Humboldt County. It all began about a week ago when Betty Chin invited me to come to a program on Saturday, the 20th of December. She called Shop with a Cop. Well, Saturday morning at 8 is my sacred surf hour, so I weighed my response. But after all, it is the season to be jolly and also charitable. So in order to not look like Ebenezer Scrooge, I said, yes, Betty, I will be there. I'm glad I did. Last Saturday, and Saturday morning around 8, I showed up at the Betty Quan Chin Center, and there were about 12 cops and firemen and Betty Quan Chin staff eating breakfast with some of the cutest kids you've ever seen. The children's eyes were big with anticipation and a bit of anxiety. After all, some of these youngsters have unhappy memories around law enforcement. Then we jumped into a bunch of fire engines and police cars, and off we went. Sirens were blaring as we paraded east on 7th Street and then north on Myrtle Avenue, slowly, brightly, and loudly making our way to our destination. With all the bad news of late, I think the people who saw us were wondering to what kind of crime or national disaster were we headed. But no, we were on our way to Target to buy Christmas gifts for a dozen children. When at Target, we pushed our cart down the aisles as the boys and girls picked out over $100 worth of toys. The boys tended towards race cars and Transformers, and the girls seemed to like the dolls and kitchens better. I'm old-fashioned enough to think that's a good thing. I was particularly impressed with how the officers used the shopping spree as an educational opportunity, encouraging the kids to do the math and make important choices. Yes, even though you have $100, you will not be able to buy every toy in the store. Not even every toy you want. So make your choice, add them up, and let's go to the checkout. The good vibes from Christmas began to radiate among the Christmas shoppers. They smiled at the cops and the kids and the firemen, and many offered to donate money, and some did. The clerks at Target could not have been kinder or more cheerful. Oh, before you get ready to be critical and report this good deed to the ACLU or someone like that, all the money for this event was raised privately, and the cops and the fire personnel were donating their time as well. Well, community is forged when people care about each other, and as long as we have a good deal of caring people in our community, we can say with confidence that there's a lot of sermons to be seen this holiday season. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.